Like I said, I am the Lord, your God. And I made heaven and earth and everything therein. And I created woman and I created man. I didn't create a half woman and a half man and a transgender either. I made you whole. That's who I am. So take hold of me. Kilobo shata hasu. Re kalomune isabulate. Ye kuratale hese hehe. Wokolete hesakote. Ha ha ha. Ukalete hese. Prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. Prosperity is yours today, and you just rejoice and you dance and you shout and you sit back down like the lazy man in Proverbs. He won't even bring his spoon to his mouth. You won't change, but yes, you will. You're starting today. You'll change, you'll change, you'll change, and you'll do things another way. You'll seek my face and you'll study my word. You'll dig deeply in and hear things you've never heard as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Fill them now, Lord, with fire. Well, shika lo te sa bleke to unde isalato jegunde riada da bahasa. And may that fire burn and may that wisdom. Oh, just say, Lord, I need wisdom for today and every day and every situation and in every way. And that wisdom says, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to seek my face. Don't you know I'm smart, says wisdom. I was with God from the very beginning. I helped him decide to give you grace. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. And as I looked, and I looked among the people, and I began to see there were hearts that were truly, truly, truly hungry for me. But some were too busy to take the time to water. To water, to water, to water that desire with the word. And they withered and they died. But I'm the one who brings new life to the dead. I am the Lord. So here you go into all the world and preach this gospel so men may know that Jesus died for their sins and he is ready for them to be born again. There's no sin that's too bad that I can't forgive, for I am the Lord and I want you to live with me forever. Hell is a word that we don't hear too often across the pulpit, but it is a real hot and burning place. Pastor Whitman said, hell is the fire and frying pan, but the lake of fire is where the end is forever and ever and ever and ever. This is me. Just read. I said, how many Christians, I Googled it, how many Christians are in the world? And the research said 2.3 billion. But it says Islam is 34% and Hinduism 34%, and those who don't know or have any religion or some off-brand religion, that so to speak, 15%, and Hinduism 15%. And he says, woe be unto you that if you preach not the gospel to them. He said, I gave my son to live, to die for them. Jesus is sitting right now at the right hand. He says, I ever make intercession. Who will go for me? Who will go for me? Who will go for me and take them that river of living water that flows from the throne of God? Who will tell them that God is a consuming fire, that I am the Lord your God, a consuming fire, and my love consumes all sin, that Jesus is the light of the world, Jesus says, I am, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am the light of the world. John chapter 1, you know the story. If you don't, John, St. John chapter 1. Because I trust today, I'm not just preaching to those who know the way, but those who are in darkness and those who will pick up the book and see the light, or will open their ears and hear as the word takes flight from my lips, and those of you who are all around as you share the gospel and make a loud roaring sound like a lion in chase of his prey. And he doesn't give up day after day until that prey comes down. And so the word in you should be like that as you chase down that sinner, as you dispel that darkness, and as you show him who I am.